You're listening to Show Me Today, the voice of Missouri. Mizzou economists are projecting a mixed outlook after evaluating the ag economy. Senior research economist Bob Maltzberger is projecting that America's net farm income is nearly $138 billion, about $9 billion lower than last year.
So we have the projected net farm income in 2024 falling to $137 billion. That's a $9 billion reduction from the 2023 levels and slightly below what the USDA from the Economic Research Service was forecasting in September. Now, a big part of that, as you mentioned, is crop receipts. We're projecting them down by about $32 billion in 2024, largely because lower prices for grains, oil, seeds, cotton, and many of the other crops. The contrast that you mentioned had to do because we actually are projecting higher prices for cattle to contribute to a $19 billion increase in the livestock sector receipts for this year. After increasing sharply back in 2022, following the large extreme droughts in the southern plains, we saw a liquidation of the beef herd, and that helped pull up some of those livestock receipts. And then they increased a little bit slower in 2023, and we do have them coming up, but it's also a little bit slower in 2024. So ultimately, the crop receipts falling more than offsets the increase that we see in the livestock receipts this year. In part, we have continued to have elevated cost of production for crops and ultimately lower cost for feed and fertilizers and pesticides outweigh kind of the increased expenses that we see for farm labor and some other farm inputs, but they still remain elevated above what we saw back before pre-pandemic. So they remain elevated even though they've moderated back from the 2022 peaks.
Couple of interesting follow-up questions in reading this, and I am not an economist, but there were several things that I took away from this, because from the outset, when you hear that America's net farm income is about $137 billion, $9 billion lower than last year, people who may not necessarily be in the know or know much about economics would immediately think, oh my God, this is horrible news. But especially seeing how this is, I think you said, a 35% drop compared to previous levels, I would assume that this is kind of the economy, for lack of a better term, kind of evening out due to the historic highs brought on by COVID. And I'm basing that off of the conversations I've had with non-ag economists who have said similar sentiments.
Well, even though the crop prices escalating that led to the record net farm income in 2022, some of that people tried to attribute it to supply chain and COVID. And there were some things going on in the cattle industry and the limitations on processing. But a large part that we saw the escalation in prices in 2022 was after the invasion of Russia into the Ukraine, into that conflict that began then. And we saw a risk premium come back into the market because of that war, and prices for crops, whether it was especially for wheat, but also for corn and soybeans, escalated. And then there was issues and concerns about natural gas and fertilizer. And so fertilizer cost also escalated, and we saw record fertilizer prices in 2022 at the same time when we saw record grain prices. And so even though those cost of production went up in 2022, the record prices that we saw in crops helped to escalate appreciate the crop receipts. And that helped lead to part of that record net farm income for the whole economy in the United States. Now, once we hit that, after some of those risk premiums about the war kind of started to recede in June, July of 2022, we saw a good production in South America, good production in the United States in 2023, and we ended up with record yields for corn in 2023. And so as we got more production worldwide, but also in the United States, we saw those grain crop prices, oilseed prices ease from those peaks, and they continue to fall as we're looking at another good crop year, another good supply or production year here in the United States. And so saying it's normalizing is an interesting perspective. The challenge that we face going forward is if we continue to have good production, at the moment we project at FAPRI that net farm income will remain above the average of that we saw in the United States between 2015 and 19, which was the last low number of years for net farm income. And so if we continue to decline in net farm income, that's the position we could get into in the next few years. At the moment, we project that the average net farm income for the next 10 years should remain above that 2015 to 2019 level. But that's always a possibility. And hopefully, for the sake of the farmers, that we will continue to see those projected and stay above that level, in at least in the next 5 to 10 years.
A quick reminder, if you missed any part of this discussion or any episode of Show Me Today, be sure to subscribe wherever it is you get your podcast. You also could listen to us through our website at MissouriNet.com. We're talking with Bob Malzberger, a senior research economist focusing on food and agricultural policy at the University of Missouri. Mizzou economists are projecting a mixed outlook after assessing the ag economy, and we're trying to take a magnifying glass and trying to better understand that. You mentioned inflation. With food inflation, I hear it's going to be slowing down a little bit next year, especially considering, you know, the Federal Reserve's rate cut. I'm assuming that kind of may have had an impact on this, especially with what may happen in 2025.
The consumer food inflation, like we talked about back in 2022, when those record crop prices existed, and then we were experiencing that extreme drought in the southern plains, we saw the consumer food inflation go up 9.92% or 9.9% in 2022. And then we've seen it easing since then as crop prices have fallen. And we actually project a 2.2% increase in consumer food inflation in 2024. And then falling further to 1.6% in 2025. In large part, that's following at a lagged pace the effects of softer commodity prices across the board, with the exception of cattle and calves.
We talk about prices. I'm curious, what about supply? Kind of how is that looking? I'm hearing that there are kind of some supply constraints with like beef, possibly eggs, and I hear prevalence of like bird flu may have impacted that, maybe some drought across several Midwestern states. I'm curious as to your take.
Well, we did have a little bit of drought, especially in the eastern Corn Belt for part of the summer. But most of our drought in the United States has come on later in August and into September. And now that we're ending September, we still have continued dryness. That may affect the final yields that we receive from the USDA in January, and we may see that some of these potential record corn yields this year and potentially a great crop for soybeans may be curbed a little bit. And if that's the case, we could see a little bit more price support in this coming marketing year as farmers are trying to sell their crops. The big thing that we're looking at is after that severe drought in the southern plains in 2022, we saw herd liquidation in our beef, the cattle, and calves across the United States. And we saw the January inventories from the USDA tighten those January numbers, both in 2023 and 2024. And we expect that probably in the next year we'll reach the bottom of this cattle cycle. And once we see that, we'll actually see farmers starting to retain those heifers, the breeding herd, and it'll turn back higher. But until then, we'll have a tight beef market in the United States, and we will continue to see elevated prices both at the for those cattle and calves and also at the meat counter.
As we're beginning to run out of time, Bob, I wanted you to give just any quick closing comments or just a quick overview based on this report that I'm reading that you wanted our listeners to know about.
The biggest thing that we're thinking about here at FAPRI is the effects of supply and demand on the U.S. farmer. And what we've seen is we saw record prices back in 2022, And as we've had good production years, we've seen those prices decline. So we're seeing net farm income go from a record just a couple years ago to going easing off a little by little. And we're getting closer and closer to that point that we saw back in the averages of 2015 to 2019. At the moment, we see that demand continue to be strong in the United States and around the world for these food crops and the commodities. And we see that the livestock sector on the price side is basically keeping those receipts high enough to keep us up above that 2015 to 2019 level. So we continue to watch and see what's happening with cost of production, see what's happening with production, and we're going to continue to evaluate that. And as we go with our baseline projections, as we update them again in January for the outlook for this U.S. farm economy.
Bob Mulzberger at the University of Missouri joins us on Show Me Today. This is Show Me Today, the Voice of Missouri.